This is CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Shukshukta Radio. Worku Ayala. Good morning.
Good morning, Danny.
Oh, is the mic on here?
Yeah.
Now it is. Good morning, everyone. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. Again, this is CITR 101.9 FM, streaming live from University of British Columbia campus here. And you're now listening to Kol Nodadi, which means nomadic voice. I'm your host, Danya. Kol Nodadi is a world music radio show that airs every Sunday morning, 11 to 12 noon. Music from all four corners of the world, music from the Middle East, Jewish music, music from Spain, flamenco music, Latin music and gypsy music, although the repertoire is expanding. And today I have beautiful music lined up for you, and I can't wait to share it with you. And before I go on, any news that we should know about here? No, stay tuned for the CITR Fun Drive that's coming up soon, and more information on that to come. In fact, you won't be able to get away. What happened? Won't be able to get away from that, even if you try. So that is coming up in the next few weeks. And so today, well, often I end up having to last minute kind of jostle around and cut one or two or even three sometimes tracks that I had planned to play for you on my show, which is only 1 hour. And last week it was the beautiful Queen of the Desert, Alabina, who got cut. And that was okay though, because I knew that I wanted to play more of her and also of her solo music this week. So having said that, today's show will begin with some Spanish music, some music from North Africa and from Spain. That's Alabina. And then I'm going to play for you some of her music as Ishtar, two gorgeous tracks that are sung in French, and her voice will just melt your soul. That's Ishtar, which is actually, that is Alabina, the voice of Alabina. I'm going to have to play for you some Ofra Haza, who is one of the most visionary, prophetic, beautiful female singers to come from the Middle East, of Yemenite Jewish background. And then I'm going to tell you about an amazing concert that I went to last week, and also bring back the goods from that, meaning a brand new hot off the press album. And the end of the show will kind of lead you into electronica land a little bit, lots of modern beats. And sometimes when I plan the show, it just sort of the tunes, the music, the themes just kind of spring out. I barely need to plan, and it just kind of grows so organically, and I know what it is that I want to play right away. And other times, I need to sort of search for that theme that connects the musicians, the music, whether they're different subject themes, different ideas or concepts in the music, the lyrics, whether the theme sort of flies by the instruments or the geographic region. Well, today, somehow the theme in there is love and faith, and the two intertwined, and how modern beats and just modern music, technology and music nowadays, how that can facilitate and feed that. So, well, I'll let your ears decide what you think of this music today. Again, this is Kol Nodadi, Nomadic Voice, and this is Alabina. Enjoy.
Oh, vida esta buena suerte, porque puedo alucinar de este camino, niño verde.
That was Alabina, a French-based group performing a mix of music, Middle Eastern, Hebrew, Arabic, French, and Spanish gypsy music. Alabina consists of the lead singer Ishtar, and she is the vocalist, and the rest of her band, Los Niños de Sara. Alabina, the female voice that you hear leading, not in the background at all, leading, propelling this music, is Ishtar. She was born and raised in Israel. And her parents are Jewish from Moroccan and Egyptian descent. She speaks and sings in Arabic, Hebrew, French, Spanish, and English. Beautiful languages. She began performing in clubs at the age of 15 and continued even through her army service, where she served as a helicopter technician. She was born Eti Zach, but she chose the name Ishtar, a Mesopotamian goddess, because her grandmother called her Esther, which with her Egyptian accent kind of sounded like Ishtar. As the lead singer of Alabina, she frequently sings in Arabic, complementing the Spanish of Los Niños de Sara. Often this Middle Eastern style with a wavering voice, singing in Hebrew as well, sometimes songs from her childhood. And the result is quite a beautiful repertoire, very soulful repertoire. What I'm playing from right now is the album 2. And actually, this was my very first introduction to her. I believe my brother and my sister-in-law years ago were in a restaurant somewhere in Miami and heard this beautiful music and knew that I would love it and asked the waiter what this was. And this, eventually this album made its way to me, and I used to play her music full blast years ago during my undergrad when I used to finish exams, because for me, their music, there's nothing as festive and totally just joyous as the music of Alabina. For me, it's really the dream medley of instruments and vocals. So again, this is Alabina. I'm playing off of the album 2, and this was released in 1998. And so now I'm going to continue to play a little bit of what I started last week, which is Ishtar, No Stranger to Kol Noredi. So again, this is Alabina, just the female vocalist, who is Ishtar Etizach. And so I'm going to play a song from this album that was released in 2000 called Mille et une nuits. See what you think of that. You're listening to Kol Noredi, and this is CITR.
Yeah.
Pour m'éclairer, je trouverai la ruse. Sur ta peau en perle d'or, j'accrocherai ma flamme. Si tu me voyais passagère à nuit, je voyagerais dans tes trésors intimes et du palais de ton cœur. J'obtiendrai le César. Je prendrai en temps qui passe mille et une nuits, éclairé des lignes et des toiles immenses. Je prendrai en temps qui passe mille et une nuits, que demain tout recommence. J'approcherai pour que le bleu revienne. Dans le tableau de tes yeux, je repeindrai mon âme. Je prendrai en temps qui passe mille et une nuits, éclairé des lignes et des toiles immenses. Je prendrai
That's Alabina. And just looking online here at Alabina, the official Ishtar Alabina website. Wow, there's so much music of hers that I did not know is even out there. And, well, again, I was just playing for you from Ishtar, the voice of Alabina. The first song you heard there was Mille et une nuits, and then Écoute, je passe. And it seems that this album that I've been playing from has been re-released, completely new album cover. The tracks are in a different order. In any case, if you like what you heard, then you've got to go to the official website, alabina.org, and you will see there are multiple albums, and let me tell you, you can't go wrong with any of her music. If you like this genre, if it speaks to you, then you will not be let down at all. One album that I think is just particularly stunning, and I used to own this, and I believe I left it in Hong Kong years ago, is L'Essentiel. And that also was released in 2000. And there are a few beautiful, beautiful tracks on that, especially the Spanish ones. And it really features her voice in... solo, really, really just focuses on the beauty of her voice and its ranges. So that's the album L'Essentiel. And again, so that's Alabina, the queen of the desert, her beautiful music. And guess what? She actually recently released a single that I think is stunning, that I still need to get my hands on in terms of owning a copy of. She does this, she collaborates with Kobi Peretz, who is one of the leading Mizrahi singers in Israel, which is really interesting because she's been pretty much on the European world circuit for a while, and it seems she's going back to her roots a little bit with Israeli Mizrahi music. So Kobi Peretz is one of these guys. He broke into the scene a few years ago and is one of the leading, I hesitate to say pop singers, but pop in the best sense of the word, meaning compelling and just compulsive in a wonderful way. So think of compulsive with Middle Eastern beats, beautiful strings, and a passionate voice. That's Kobi Peretz, and so him and Ishtar team up for a duet that I promise I will get to you sometime in the next few weeks. In any case, she will be performing in Montreal November 12th and 14th. Oh my goodness, how could I miss this? Wow, if you could at all make it to this concert, get over there and then report back to me. which reminds me, I should remind you of the phone number here in the studio. It's 822-2487. Let me know what you think of the music. All right. Well, Ofra Haza, legendary singer from Israel, but of Yemenite origins, deriving much of her inspiration from love and from her faith. And so she draws very much on the Yemenite tradition of liturgy and prayer, and unfortunately had a very tragic ending to her life at a very young age. But she left behind a legacy, a real musical legacy, and not to be compared, really, to anyone that I've heard in terms of her voice, in terms of her sincerity and passion with which she sings from her traditional roots. And it's very much spiritual-inspired music. So My gosh, I've lost a lot of music over the years from lending out and leaving it in different parts of the world. But I've also acquired new, gorgeous stuff. In any case, Ofra Haza's album, her traditional Yemenite songs, is one of these albums I used to own and now no longer have. But I do have Ofra Haza's album, Shaddai. And her hit, Shaddai, came out in 1988. And just a stunning, stirring, absolutely beautiful piece. A real affirmation of faith. And I remember actually hearing this years ago when I was driving with my mom around Stanley Park on one of those beautiful kind of misty days and looking out to the water, and suddenly we heard this absolutely chillingly beautiful song. It was so gorgeous that we had to pull over and just listen to the song. So that was, and that is, Ofra Haza's Shaddai. So I'm going to play that for you. It's off of her album that she released again in 1988. I'm going to play two tracks from this album. First, Imnin Alu, in which she sings about, if the gates of heaven be locked. And then I will play for you the hit off of that album, Shaddai. So see what you think. You're listening to Kol Noredi, and this is CITR.
I'm gonna do it.
You're listening to Ofra Haza. This beautiful piece is called Shaddai. She sings, "As I look back on yesteryear, a picture's coming clear. I see my father work the fields, my mother holds me near. I traveled far, but now I'm here to sing for you my tears. The yellow moon shines in my eyes and watches while I cry. Many years and tears ago, my people were scattered, taking with them broken souls from homes where time once mattered. My lovely land, my lonely land, alone 2,000 years, and now returned our holy land, but fields are filled with tears." So again, that was Shaddai off of Ofra Haza's album by the same title, and this was released in 1988. Born in the late 1950s in Tel Aviv, Haza was one of nine children born to parents who had emigrated from Yemen years before. And for many years, an unstable nation at the tip of the Arabian Peninsula, at one point Yemen banished its Jewish population to the desert. And Haza's parents were then rescued by military airlift and granted entry visas into Israel. Jews from Yemen were generally among Israel's poorest citizens, and Haza and her family lived in the slum areas of Tel Aviv, a neighborhood known as Hatikva. Back in Yemen, however, her mother had been a professional singer, and Haza remembered her singing to her children from an early age. And then Ofra herself began to exhibit the same musical inclinations, and at the age of 12, she joined a local protest theater group recently founded by a neighbor of hers who was Bezalel Azoni. He would thereafter become her manager, and in fact, he produced many, if not all, of her albums, including this one that I just played to you from. The first song that I played was called Im Nin Alu, and in fact, those were the words of Shalom Shabazi written years before. And just to give you a sense of the lyrics there in that beautiful poetry: "If there would be no mercy left in the world, the doors of heaven will never be barred." So that's Im Nin Alu. And interestingly, Ofra Haza was at times referred to as the Madonna of the Middle East, for better or for worse. I actually really do like Madonna. But it may be inappropriate to connect Ofra to such blatant pop. But in any case, on Madonna's last album, I believe, where her song Isaac was released, a beautiful song, in fact, was very much inspired by Im Nin Alu, the actual prayer, the poetry, and specifically Ofra Haza's rendition of this poetry. So Madonna is very much influenced by Ofra Haza's music, and not necessarily only with that piece, but in fact other of her albums as well. So I really hope to get more of Ofra's music. She had, as I mentioned, she had a very tragic, very impacting death that really stirred the nation. And also, she was such a beloved public figure in Israel, but also abroad in terms of the world music scene. She was really the first recording artist to achieve such international renown from Israel, and she was quite a phenomenon. And again, there was a lot of speculation about her death, and it was very much kept under the radar, but she died early at 42, I believe, and that was very tragic, but fortunately, we do have her beautiful music left. So one of her albums is actually called Kirya, which I used to own, and that's one of her other albums that has vanished on me. In any case, if you love what you heard, then I recommend you go out there and look for specifically her album Traditional Yemenite Songs, and this album that I played for you called Shaddai, which is a little bit more electronic. You have to have you have to be tolerant of some of the late 80s tinny kind of sounds, but the lyrics and the melodies are beautiful. Kirya is just gorgeous, and I believe that was released in the 90s. So again, that was Ofra Haza. You're listening to Kol Noredi, and this is CITR here. And speaking of musicians whose muses are their spiritual faith, I went with my family to a beautiful, beautiful concert last week. Not only was it beautiful, but it was fascinating, and it was such a phenomenon, and it was so exciting to be a part of. That was Matis Yahu, sometimes hilariously described as, what, something like the Rockin' Rabbi or something like that, which I'm not a big fan of. In any case, he is a Hasidic reggae and rock performer, musician, and his music is highly spiritual and inspired. And like Ofra Haza in many ways, singing about exile, singing about the ancient land, singing about people who are scattered and the need for reunification, Matis Yahu released, I believe, three albums, two of which I know quite well, and which Kol Noredi, and if you're a regular listener to the show, may know well, Live at Stubbs and Youth. And both albums really are affirmations of faith and the beauty in this world and the need for connection to the divine. And previously, his music really had a certain beauty of this pure, again, declaration of faith, quite pristine perspective on the world, a world of light and a world of the divine. Matis Yahu's latest album called Light, I think focuses more on the fractures in the world and the fissures where the light kind of breaks through and scatters where it maybe shouldn't. And so I think this is such an exciting album, vastly different from his other ones, a lot heavier in terms of the music itself, in terms of the instruments, in terms of its, like, literally the volume, a lot more rock, a lot of angst in this album, and so there's a lot more beatbox, a lot more rapping. It's just a really interesting four-dimensional album, and I would like to share that with you. The concert was just such an experience, a sold-out show at the Commodore Ballroom, 1,000 people, a very, very diverse fan base, and a wonderful, very enlightened atmosphere in the air there. So I'm going to play for you from this album, hot off the press. It's called Light, and this is Matis Yahu. This is actually my favorite song off the album. It's called Smash Lies, and that's the first track, so I'm going to play that for you first. And maybe if we have time, I will also play for you another one or two tracks, one being a track that you may recognize well, that might sound familiar because it's just been playing all over, and that's called One Day, which is a hit right now. I'm sure it's like up there on the Billboard ratings, whatever they are. But you know what? Let's begin with this very special first song. It's the one that speaks to me most on this album. It's called Smash Lies. So again, you're listening to Kol Noredi. This is CITR, and this is Matis Yahu's new album. Radio.
And I pour out the timeless suffering. searching. Spin a spin on the wheels of creation. I'm a searching, 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 searching. When the time is right, then the night is right. Can you leave it all behind, revelation? Wake in the morning to find you waiting, even in a desperation. Feel something that's embracing. Feel something that's embracing. Revelation. Wake in the morning, even in a desperation. Even in the desperation. Even in the desolation. Find you waiting, even in a desperation. Feel something that's embracing. Feel something that's embracing. Revelation. Wake in the morning, even in a desperation. Even in a desperation. Even in a desolation. Even in a separation.
Okay, so you are listening to Mati Siahu's brand new album called Light. What you just heard was a song called Motivate. And before that, you're listening to Smash Lies. This is a really, really cool album. And when I first heard it, I was pretty surprised. I didn't expect this coming from him. It was a lot rougher. It was a lot edgier. It was less... less beautiful and more more angsty and a lot more raw emotions. And that's why I really like this album, Light. Again, this is Mati Siahu. He's explored a number of musical styles and genres over the course of a pretty short, whirlwinded career. But he kind of has a universal message of peace and unity, and it's always kind of been the undercurrent of his music. And in fact, one particular song off of this album, which is a hit, really encapsulates that, really forwards that, his particular message, and that is One Day. It's a beautiful song. It's really accessible, very palpable. And he says that it's an anthem of hope with a big beat, the kind of song that makes you bob your head and open your heart at the same time. And there's word that this beautiful song, too, is also maybe the official theme song for the Olympics. I don't know. I don't want to say anything, but that's what I've heard. So anyways, see what you think of it. So I'm going to leave you off with this. Thank you for listening to Kol Noradi every Sunday, 11 to 12. See you next week. And thank you for the callers for calling in. I love hearing from you. Enjoy. This is One Day Mati Siahu. You're listening to Kol Noradi.